Welcome to the Julie Tussey Show. We have a fantastic program for you today. We're going to be talking to the creators of Big Russ Premium Beer Cheese, which is taking the nation by storm right now. We have a visit from Mr. Tussey, who's going to be doing a titillating taste test where we're going to experience the 50 Shades of Gary. April drops in, our trusty administrator, and does a little taste test herself. You're going to really enjoy this program. Who knew beer cheese could be so sexy? Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get Fit.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glam pain.
Pop the glam pain. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show. Live guest, current events, scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell. The Big Blonde Baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
Welcome back to the Julie Tussey Show. We have some amazing guests for you today. I was in Kroger's, and as you all may know, I'm a beer cheese fanatic, and there was this big old guy selling beer cheese, and he was giving out free samples. Now, what girl can turn down free samples, right? So, of course, I had to meet this gentleman, and I had to try the beer cheese, and it was amazing, and I found out that it's a local company. So we've asked Wes and Shara Birch to come in with us in the studio today and talk to you. How are you guys?
We're great. We're good. Yeah. Thanks for having us.
Hey, thanks for coming in. Nothing like going to do your job and then get some crazy blonde woman coming up to recruit you, right, to be on the program. So what have you guys been up to this summer? I know you're selling a lot of beer cheese, right?
Yeah. Summer's a really busy time for us because that's when you got all your, you know, going to the lake, and you've got a lot of get-togethers and parties and 4th of July and Memorial Day. So we really fit well into, like, a party atmosphere, you know. It's a dip, it's a spread, and then obviously you can make a lot of appetizers and stuff with
it. It's more than a dip and a spread. Absolutely. It is like the nectar of life, isn't it? It's the nectar of life, beer cheese. It's definitely a girl's best friend, that's for sure. Well, your company is called, your cheese is called Big Russ Premium Beer Cheese. And you're out of the Winchester area, yes, or over there somewhere. And sure, yeah. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how you ended up selling beer cheese?
Okay, yeah. So our company is made up of two sisters, basically. My wife, Shara, and her sister, Shayla. And we were all just having a family get-together, kind of like what we were talking about. It was the middle of summer, I think. And we were eating beer cheese that was homemade, which has been a part of our family for our combined family for 30 years, I think. So we're eating, and we just got on the subject of, you know, beer cheese is not really available outside of the central Kentucky area. It wasn't at the time. And I remember when I went to college, it wasn't available anywhere. I think maybe Shayla talked about that too. So we thought, you know, this could be an opportunity for us to take something that's a family favorite, a regional favorite, something that has had a place in our family for a long time, and share it with the country.
Right.
And so that's when we kind of decided to start distributing it. So,
well, you know, now that you say that, I did some research on Wikipedia, and I have a really big surprise for you. You probably know this, but to me, it was a huge surprise. And for the listeners, it's a huge surprise. But in the late 30s, beer cheese was actually invented in Richmond, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Right here in Richmond, Kentucky. That's probably why I had to move from Michigan down here. I married my husband, and we ended up landing here. But so in the 1930s is when beer cheese came out. I didn't know it had been around that long, number one. And number two, I believe, baby, didn't you introduce me to beer cheese? Mm-hmm. He did. And so, you know, it comes in these little 8-ounce containers. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I would eat Cheez-Its and beer cheese for breakfast, and so I could eat 1/4 of this every day, and in 4 days it was gone. And he'd be like, "Where's the beer cheese?
Yeah,
where's the beer cheese?"
It's hard to keep around. Yeah, that's a fact.
I am Italian, and I like hot and spicy.
Right.
And so that can be breakfast for me.
It wasn't funny at the time.
It wasn't funny. But I will tell you, I have my own recipe, my own secret recipe, mm-hmm, too, mm-hmm, that we make for our family because we've not found our favorite. And when I tasted yours, it was amazing.
Well,
it was really, really good.
It's funny that you say that I think that is so important, you know, that's one of the reasons that we decided to distribute it. Because like you said, everybody in this area has a family story tied to beer cheese. It's I think it's really cool. Like, different cultures can be explained based on what they eat. If you want to learn the culture of a place, you go start eating the food and you understand a little bit about, you know, the agriculture, the socialization of the area. And beer cheese is just such a family feeling. And that's what we wanted to share with the country. We wanted to get that out there and let other people start having their own family experiences with our cheese. You know, beer cheese is cool because you got a cracker in one hand and cheese in the other, and you've got time to talk. And today, yeah, in age, you know, it's tough to become undistracted. So that's something I think that we had in mind when we started distributing.
Well, did you think when you were a little girl that beer cheese was going to be your life?
No. No, not at all. But
no, come on, girl. Let's get real here.
I mean, it's great, and I love it, but never did we think that, you know, we could find ourselves around the world. So, and another thing that we do a little bit different, I like how you said, you know, we tried yours, and it's so good, and it is a little bit different because we use Wisconsin-aged cheddar, and we don't cut it. A lot of cheeses use some, you know, they'll cut it with a processed-type cheese,
like
and they mix it.
We don't want to tell what's in my cheese, okay? We just don't.
A lot of love.
We're not telling everything.
But I am determined to find out some secrets today, just FYI.
Oh, okay.
Well,
okay.
So we just wanted to keep it, you know, all real cheese. You know, a lot of people have, you know, a very health-conscious mind these days. And so when you have real cheese out there, I think that is a little helpful for your
products. I do, too.
It's just really good quality, and that's what we wanted to do. That was a little different, just keep it that way. So.
Well, I appreciate that. And on the Julie Tussie Show, we are really all about glamour and fitness and health. And so when we eat beer cheese, it's like 2 tablespoons. So we are really health conscious, and I think that is very important. We want our children to enjoy it, so that I love that you do that. So you got a big old contract with Wisconsin.
Kinda.
No. I mean, that's where our cheese maker is.
Okay, yeah.
So we
send them dollars, I guess, for cheese.
We wanted the best, and that's what they're known for.
Have they sent you the cheese hats? This is what I want to know.
I haven't got a cheese hat yet.
No.
See, you guys,
get gypped a little.
I can help you a little bit
with
this.
That's
right. Because if you're gonna have their cheese in your beer cheese, you should have a cheese hat. I believe.
I agree.
Right?
Yeah, I think you're right.
So if you're listening, Wisconsin,
send the cheese hats too.
Big wedges for our heads. Well, there's really quite a family story, isn't there, behind your business? And I'd love to hear that if you want to share it with us.
Yeah. Well, my father is Russell Snodgrass, and he was diagnosed with lung cancer. Okay. I was trying to think. It was the quick one. I forgot which
small
one it was called. Yeah, small cell lung cancer.
Aww.
And he was diagnosed, and it was, he fought really hard. We did a lot of chemotherapy and things, and it was about 8 weeks, I believe, and he passed. So it was,
oh my goodness,
it was a very quick, very quick
very,
thing.
Yeah.
Right. And so, like you said, you know, we're sitting around doing family, and we thought, well, we would name it after him, and, you know, in his honor, and we would, you know, really honor him with that. And so that's where the name came from. So we went a long time with, what are we going to name this cheese,
right,
or whatever. But it was just kind of a really something special to, you know, it is something that's really important to our family, and that happened. It was just kind of all happened around the same time.
Now, was he involved in the original beer cheese recipe that you all grew up with and made?
Yeah, and we've changed it a little bit, but yeah, he loved food. He cooked all the time, so yeah, it was just something that was really good. But we kind of changed it a little bit. Like I said, we use all cheddar now, which I don't know if the original one was like that, but yeah. So we've kind of changed it to make it our own. But yes.
Well, that's great. And from what I read online, he was larger than life and loved
to
entertain. Yeah. I love that.
Absolutely.
What a great memorial dedicating this to him. I love that.
It's pretty I think it's humbling, and I think it's really profound when you walk into a store in, let's say, Idaho or California or someplace you've never been in your entire life, and you walk in and you and there's Big Russ on the shelf. Mm-hmm. And yeah. It's like he's been gone now for a while, but it's like he's with us. Yeah. And every time you see him somewhere, you realize, you know, he's still there. And I think that's really cool. It's a very surreal feeling, you know.
Yes. Oh, that's wonderful. Well, we're talking to Wes and Shara Birch today on the Julie Tussie Show, and we're gonna come back, and then we're gonna try and get the secret ingredients.
Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get fit.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampain.
So there's a whole lot of beer cheese going on in the Julie Tussie Show today, and we're even going to taste this beer cheese. We have a secret guest in the studio today, and she shall remain anonymous because she's going to give us her honest opinion. Only she doesn't like beer cheese.
I don't think that was the best choice.
I want to be more critical than I am.
No, we won't have her test it because she's not a beer cheese lover like we are. So between Gary and myself, and you all can give your comments too. It's like, you know, we want to know. I noticed you have a bacon flavor, and then you have, there was a few I was like really, really impressed. I do have to say, though, that I just noticed that your last name is Bunch.
Yes.
And not Birch. But I realize when you say Big Russ, it's all that matters,
that's right?
Right?
That's right.
Yes, right.
Big Russ beer cheese. But I apologize for that.
No worries.
And,
no worries.
So I will try to call you Wes and Shara Bunch for the rest of the program, I promise. All right, well, so we've talked a little bit about the history of beer cheese coming out in the late 30s and how it's kind of here. So you and your company have taken this phenomenon. I mean, beer cheese is like one of my favorite things. You can put it on anything. You can put it on vegetables. You can put it on crackers. You can put it on gluten-free crackers, which are on our... You can put it on chicken. You can put it in recipes. There's just so much that you can do with it, and it's so flavorful. So you have this great product, and you're in the middle of, now let's just get real honest, Kentucky, right? Mm-hmm. It isn't like New York City or L.A. or Miami or New York. You know, those big. It's not like those things. So what did you do as a small business to, because now you're not only national, aren't you world? Are you distributing a little bit outside of the U.S.?
So we distribute it within the U.S., but from time to time, people, basically they're resellers, so it can be in other places. We don't have a real reliable way of tracking that. But to be honest, sometimes in the United States, I'm not even I'm surprised. So I had somebody from Alaska, a friend of mine who had a friend in Alaska, that told me he loved our cheese, and I said, "Oh, we're in Alaska."
Yeah,
you
right.
Know? So I knew we were in this chain of grocery stores, Fred Meyer, out on the West Coast, but I did not know that they were basically. I mean, that's the United States, but it's not really
right.
You have to export
it's a long
into.
Ways
yeah,
away, yeah,
that's a plane ride, and so that was really, you know, like, whoa. So sometimes even we're surprised by where it's at, but we do distribute primarily within the continental U.S.
Well, Wes, your beer is so famous, it's being flown around.
Yes.
You know?
Nice.
Beer cheese.
Your beer cheese, I mean. Yeah. Your beer cheese.
Well, there's beer in it, so that's close enough.
It's so famous now. I'm going to do that line again. You've got to cut it out.
You're a little blonde today.
Shut up. I haven't had any sleep for days. Well, Wes, your beer cheese is so famous it's being flown around.
Yeah, it's
a
first class item now.
That's right. Yeah. I mean, you are like upper echelon now with your beer cheese. I love it. So what did you do then? What did you have to do? Because small business is such a big part of what's happened in politics and all of that. And a lot of small businesses have struggled and you are succeeding. We're seeing a turn in the economy. We're seeing small businesses are up and running, but there's probably people listening today that have their own small business, and they would like to know, how did you turn this into a successful national business?
Well, I think a lot of it is just being willing, willing, I can't say it. Being able to, being able to get out there in front of people and make a personal connection with who you want to do business with. So I think a lot of business now has done video conference, email, phone calls, even text. We see that some now. But there's really no replacing a handshake, a smile, and then just understanding what the person you're trying to do business with needs from you as well, right? So I always say a good deal is one that benefits both of us.
Right.
And there's a lot of no's. Obviously, a whole lot of no's, but all you need is one yes. And you need a yes from somebody who wants to help you succeed as much as you want them to succeed with your product.
Right.
And we've been really lucky. Kroger is our primary distributor. We're in most Krogers. And Kroger's been an excellent partner for us. And there's opportunities there for us to grow that they've given us. I think we've, in turn, given them a good product that can be profitable for them as well. And I think a lot of it just comes down to you have to get through the no's to get through a yes, and you've got to kind of grind it out a little bit and be willing to do that.
Right. I totally agree. We actually thought about trying to market beer cheese, a really good fudge recipe, but instead I'm podcasting.
Yeah, well,
I go out and sing on the weekends and do podcasts. But it is true, I think no matter what you're doing, it just takes so much persistence. You have to have a really good product first, though, because if you don't, you're not going to make it. But when you have a great product, go for it, right?
Absolutely.
Well, Gary Tussey, are you ready to try some beer cheese and give your honest opinion about this? All right.
We have opened the lid of the Big Rust Premium Beer Cheese. This is not the hot flavor. You wouldn't sneak hot in on me.
No, I want you to finish producing.
Now, you know I won't test that without it being on a saltine.
Oh, let me go get it for you.
Julie is now getting the saltine. This is entertainment for audio, not video. So we got, and she's scooping with the backside of the spoon, ladies and gentlemen.
Classy touch.
Here we go. And she's actually swirling the cheese. It's going to titillate my palate.
I'm about to give her a job. Okay. That's excellent. I'm hungry.
You know, we should have videoed that. It'd be an awesome
video. I think it is video.
All right, move this away so I don't get crumbs in it. All right, opening the mouth. I'm actually salivating. The cheese is in front of my mouth. I'm in front of our studio microphone, and here we go. Oh, my guitar. That is amazing. I love it. Wait, this is like...
Yeah, come on, describe it.
This is smooth. It is so delicate on the palate, yet titillates every sense of my taste buds until finally, I haven't even swallowed it yet. It's still hanging there.
It's a choking hazard at this point.
No, I'm amazing.
Thank you, Gary Tussey. Let's give him a big
excellent
hand, everybody.
Yeah.
Yes. And now you all know why I married that man. Well, it's
that way it's got some bite after it goes down.
I know.
I
know.
It's like
what I say about the quiet girls. The quiet girls are the most dangerous. I mean, you kind of see what you're getting when you first eat the cheese, but then in the end, it gets wild.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. It's those girls. You can't trust those girls because they're the ones that turn out to be the wildcats.
You're going to try the hot one. This one's so
I'm afraid hot to try it in case I can't. Is it really hot?
This one has, even the premium has a little bite.
So, yeah.
I want to continue speaking.
Yeah. All beer cheese has a bit of a kick to it. Our hot is kind of a step up from the original. Our hottest is our habanero, and that one does have a lot of heat to it.
Let me smell it. You know...
Okay, you have to describe mine too because I'm not a titillating teller.
You can try it without a
because I don't eat crackers.
Oh, you and your non-crackers.
As she looks lustfully upon the cheese on her spoon, she thinks, "Oh my God, this is gonna be so good." It's entering her mouth. It's and it's in.
How happy is that tongue right now?
Oh, this is so.
And the woman is satisfied, people. She is done.
Oh, I need more.
Is it really, really hot?
It's not really hot until you swallow.
That is so good.
Oh my gosh.
Unlike
I need more
beer cheese, I love the cheddar
aspect.
Yes.
I love
big food. Cheddar flavor.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my gosh. It's a sharp cheddar.
To get serious, that is so good. And I love the hot, because when I make mine, I can't make it hot because the family can't eat it
right,
hot.
Right, yep, yep.
And so I'll like try to set some aside and make it hot. It just doesn't work. This is the bomb. This is the bomb.
You know, we don't have celery down here, but that would be awesome on celery.
Yes.
What's cool about beer cheese is it's a very unique flavor profile. So if you were to be blindfolded and ate beer cheese, you would immediately know, oh, that's beer cheese.
Right.
And a lot of things that we put cheese on in America, we kind of just do it as, I don't know, like an afterthought. Like, for instance, a cheeseburger. Unless you're using like a pepper jack, you're not necessarily tasting a whole lot of the cheese on the burger.
Right.
Beer cheese has a flavor where it stands up to other flavors. So things like, the only thing was the other night, my niece and I, we did like little pigs in a blanket, but we took cooked ham and chopped it up, and we put some cheddar and Swiss and beer cheese and mixed it all up and then put them in the croissants and baked them.
Oh, yum.
So you have these, you know, basically deconstructed beer cheese pigs in a blanket, and you can taste the cheese. It's there. It's not just filling. So we do a whole lot of recipes on our Instagram and our Facebook.
You have something called the Fan Cave.
Yes.
I love that.
So we always love user-submitted recipes.
Excuse me, people, but I have to tell you, latest update, Gary Tussey just stole the beer cheese container from our desk, and he is eating beer cheese as we speak.
I'm in the process of converting April.
Okay, so we go to Kroger, people. Go to Kroger. So you have the Fan Cave I saw online.
So we're pretty interactive with, this is what we are passionate about, and we love people who get passionate about what we're passionate
about.
That's
right.
So we want to foster that, and we do user-submitted recipes. I do recipes a lot, and we try to make sure that we're really interactive with the base of people who enjoy our product. So,
well, can I tell you something that
I said it's good.
What?
She doesn't
April
like beer cheese.
Good, and she doesn't like beer cheese.
I had to try it.
Come on and give them a...
Here's my general problem with cheeses like this. I feel like a cheese snob. If it tastes processed at all, I won't touch it. And when it's smooth like that, I fear that it is.
Mm-hmm.
But then he said he uses the authentic cheddar, doesn't mix it with processed, and I'm tasting it, and I like it. And I've never liked beer cheese. I love cheese. I've never liked beer cheese because it doesn't taste processed, I can tell.
Isn't it fantastic?
Totally different, yeah.
I think this has to be a staple in the office, okay? Yes. Put that on our list.
I'm loving it for the fourth time.
It's like the first time every time.
That's right.
Amazing.
Wow, that is amazing. I told you when I tasted it, I knew that we found something. And I'm so glad that you are finding such success with your distribution and everything, and I hope it keeps on going. What do you have coming up? You have anything exciting coming up?
Yeah, tell me about Louisville.
Well, we are working on an event with Kroger right now. It's going to be in October. I think it's October 21st, and it's at Norton's Commons in Louisville. And it's a food and wine event. I think they have a celebrity chef coming, and then there's some vendors there, and so we will be there.
Now, speaking of wine, is there a particular, like, have you guys categorized, okay, you need this wine? I don't drink wine. I don't know about it, but I know a lot of people enjoy it. You drink with the bacon, you want to drink this.
Like a pairing type situation.
And then with the bacon, the beer, and then with the hot, you want... Have you paired it up with
wine? You know, it's funny because we both have restaurant backgrounds and spend a lot of time. And there's a lot of very, classical suggestions. You know, you have like red meat, red wine.
Yes.
But honestly, the best drink to have with what you're eating is what you enjoy. Is what they usually say.
Oh, really?
So I can just come up with something, which I think is what they do. So
I think
bacon, I'd go red.
you create a list, and we will put it on the Julie Tussey Show fan page.
Sure.
And I'm thinking beyond that, we might could do a contest where people have to come in and try to help us pair.
That'd be great.
Something like that. Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh,
something like
that.
Absolutely.
Let's create
we'll get some wine companies involved and you all come together and do some big event where people have to come and judge.
Sure.
You know,
that'd be great.
Wouldn't that be fun? Okay, my brain never stops.
I'm down.
You know,
we also are a sponsor of the Nashville Sounds I guess it's a
minor league baseball team in Nashville.
Oh, okay.
So that opportunity was kind of brought to us. We thought, yeah, that's awesome. Ballpark. So you can actually get Big Russ on your nachos or, you know, add it on to any entree there at the ballpark.
Oh, that's
yeah.
great.
Which is very cool. So
yeah, the chef there created some menu items where you can just order off the menu, and they've created, I don't know exactly what they are, so maybe some sandwiches and some, I think they do
for
some
their
grits,
boxes,
like
yeah.
beer cheese grits and,
oh, wow.
and things. So, and then you can get like a big pretzel tray with the, it's got the whole tub and there.
Oh, man. Like,
yeah.
Oh, man. That's
and then
neat.
Little sides, too, as well.
Well, if you guys are going down there anytime and you have room for me and Gary, we'll go down and do some interviews.
We'll always
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Always.
We also, once a season, we do a demo outside the ballpark or right inside. I don't remember which. But anyway, we get to do a demo. So everyone walks by that's going in.
Oh,
and
wow.
We get to do the tastings there.
Yeah, it's pretty
so.
Fun. And then we get to watch baseball.
Yeah.
So it's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Wow, that is great. That's awesome. One of the things I want to tell you that I do with beer cheese, I don't think you can mess up with beer cheese. I think you can put it on just about anything. But I love to make sourdough toast with a little butter and then put beer cheese on it and eat that. What is my thing? Beer cheese for breakfast.
I know.
Get your day
that.
Started,
that's
right?
That's a whole, whole new motto, right?
Yeah. Beer cheese for breakfast. I
yes.
like it.
So, well, people are listening all over the country and actually all over the world today. How can they get your beer cheese?
So there's a couple different ways. The best place to start is our website, which is www.bigrustbeercheese.com. We have a store finder, so that's all the locations that we currently have. We're always adding some, so you can do it there. Also on our Facebook, which is just find us at Big Rust Beer Cheese. That has a store finder as well, which is a great way to start. And we're also on Instagram, too, which doesn't necessarily have a store finder, but it's a good way to get in touch with us.
Yeah.
And then we're, like I said, very interactive. So if you live in an area, you're not really sure, you know, send us a message, and one of us will get back with you and help you find some cheese.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. That's so exciting that we can get Beer Cheese Unlimited, Gary. I'm so happy. Did you have anything you want to add today? All right. Well, we so appreciate you coming in, Wes and Cheryl. We're so glad to have you today. Something that we did find out when you came in and talked about is that we all have twins.
Yeah.
So they're going to be back with us talking about twins. And I'm sure that we will talk about beer cheese, right? Again, because that's your passion.
Sure.
But we really, really appreciate you guys being on. Is there anything else you want the listeners to know before we sign off today?
No, I mean, thank you so much for having us.
You're welcome.
You guys are awesome. And yeah, we just invite everybody to get in touch with us through our social media, Facebook, Instagram, website. And just again, thanks so much for having us.
Thank
very,
you
very
for
nice.
All the support we get. That makes us successful. So.
Well, you're welcome. We are so glad to throw in and help you. So again, you can go to BigRustBeerCheese.com. Definitely reach out to Wes and Shara and let them know that you heard it on the Julie Tussey Show, because I'm going to try to get some more free beer cheese, okay? This is Julie. Okay, thanks. This is Julie telling you, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest.
Sugar-free summer.
To join the Sugar-Free Summer Challenge with the Julie Tussey Show, please go to facebook.com/sugarfreesummer. And let's have a fit and fabulous summer together. I'm Julie Tussey, smart enough to be a blonde. Connect with us on social media at facebook.com, The Julie Tussey Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell.
There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on The Julie Tussey Show.
For fantastic jewelry that is designer look with a fantastic price, go to julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com. That's julietussey.mypremierdesigns.com.
Sugar-free summer. Sugar-free summer.
Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get Fit. I'm Julie Tussey, teaching you how to pull yourself up by your thigh-high bootstraps.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glampagne.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.